Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Monday, April 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today, and joining me right now is Jakari Jackson. And we were just looking at the footage. This is a new article that went up on Infowars.com. It's been picked up by the Drudge Report. Armed National Guard troops conduct exercise near a children's playground. There you go, right next to a public park. And we had a listener send this in to us, and we were just looking at this. We could see the people walking next to the park, fully armed, a large number of
very large crowd.
Yeah, let's go back to that clip. I wanted to see what was happening beyond that. Of course, as we go to that clip, it was last week, as Watson points out in the article, that in Ontario, California, there were National Guard troops that were marching down a residential street while chanting military cadence and performing traffic control drills. This is all an effort to get the troops accustomed to operating in America, as well as getting the American citizens accustomed to living in a militarized police state. Make no doubt about it. It was about a year ago that Joe Biggs and I went through AP Hill. And again, in that fort, within that, there was another area that had a separate area that was walled in and fenced in to train troops, to train police, to act as military in American cities. It was a replica of an American city.
And when you say American city, there are signs in English, there's a subway system.
We stood at the corner of First and Main.
Yeah.
Okay, and there were traffic lights that were operating as we were standing there. And, I mean, it was like being in one of these end-of-the-world movies, you know, where everybody has died and it's a vacant city. It was pretty eerie. And that's what they're training for. They've been training for these scenarios in these separate areas within forts, a double-protected area, for quite some time. Now they're moving out of the forts and they're training out into the actual cities where we've got. Let's go back to this video that we had, and you can see these troops walking right down the edge of the playground with their arms. People say that they're concerned about citizens having open carry. We have to have.
Well, for Alex Jones, not real big for him. You'll be on his channel this week.
That's right.
I guarantee you.
The guy who's saying that, if you didn't hear that, he
Look
says.
Him up.
Okay.
Infowars.com.
Infowars. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
which regiment are you guys with? Who are you with?
116.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You guys Army?
National Guard, sir.
National Guard, okay.
So he's taking pictures of him, and he tells them, smile for Alex Jones. You're going to be on, I guarantee you. I said, what website? It says Infowars.com. Of course, they'll have to look at that on their own computers. Because
they banned it a lot of military bases.
Yeah, they banned it, the military, the Department of
Defense. And, you know, when we look at these drills, David, you train in a terrain that you're planning to deploy to, you're planning to be active to.
Yes.
So when we see these drills, you know, whether it's there, whether we see the drills in Miami, Florida, whether we see the drills in downtown San Diego, California, what cave in Afghanistan looks like Miami, Florida?
Yeah.
You know, what are these guys train? And that's the question that we keep asking that nobody really wants to answer. Well, they're just training. They're training for what? What foreign desert looks like San Diego, California?
You know, and as you see what they did in Florida, this most recent one, it just happened a couple of weeks ago, they're going in to extract people who are enemies of the state. Okay, they have civilians marching in lines. They put them in white vans. They drive them off. That's what they've been saying that they're doing in their training scenarios. And I have to say, when they had massive exercises right at the border of Russia, and you had a reporter talking to Putin, and he says, why do they have troops training here? And he goes, well, those aren't directed to you. They're just a training exercise. And he laughed at the guy for about 15 seconds. It's absurd. It is a laughable notion. As you pointed out, Jakari, they train as they're going to fight. They train where they're going to fight and the means that they're going to fight, and that's what we can see. It matches their scenario. How many more times Do we have to connect the dots for people? I don't know. Thanks for joining us, Jakari.
Thank you, Dave.
Stay with us. We're going to be right back with some more breaking news.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, April 20th, 2015. I'm David Knight. We'll be joined by Leanne McAdoo at the bottom of the hour. I wanted to go back to the fast track. And again, as I pointed out in the last hour, last week on Wednesday, we had an agreement between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and in the House to fast track. I know that sounds confusing, but what they're going to do is they're going to take this fast track authority, which allows them to negotiate this in secret with corporate lobbyists, as they've been doing now for several years. They're about to run this up for a vote. It's just going to be a mere formality because we know this is going to go through. There's not going to be any opportunity for the public to take a look at this. There will be no amendments allowed in this fast track procedure. It's going to be kind of a straight up and down. And of course, this is something, as I pointed out, that is bipartisan. NAFTA was run through by Clinton and by Bush. Both of them would have passed the NAFTA. And both parties, the leadership of both parties, are solidly behind this secret corporate trade agreement. It's not good economic policy. I don't believe it is not free trade by any means. It is no more free trade than the corporate bailout of the banks was a free market exercise. No, it is crony capitalism. It is rule by the very largest corporations on the planet. It is a stepping stone to global governance by these multinational corporations. And I want to play for you what Obama just said, because it is essentially a fight that is going on within the Democrat Party. The Republicans seem to be pretty much solidly behind it, but the Democrats are still having a problem with this. But here's what Obama said to assure people about this process.
It is entirely understandable that there is some skepticism around trade from working families who live in a town that saw manufacturing collapse and jobs being outsourced. People recognize that there have been circumstances in the past in which trade may have contributed to aggregate growth of the global economy or even the U.S. economy, but hurt workers.
Okay, let's stop it right there. That's essentially the position of many in the Democrat Party. And understand that it is not just about a loss of jobs. It's not just about a loss of high-paying jobs. We were told by Clinton that we were going to get 200,000 new jobs in America after NAFTA passed within 2 years. What we've seen, on the other hand, is 700,000 jobs lost, 61% of those high-paying manufacturing jobs that have gone to other countries. So it hasn't really worked out too well, not on the income side, not on the job side, and not on the wealth side. You need to understand that not only are we losing our income, but we are losing our wealth. We're losing what we had in this country. We are going into debt at a rapid rate. If you go back and you look at the trade deficits that we had, immediately after NAFTA passed, we had the largest trade deficit we'd ever had of over $130 billion. And we have never had a smaller trade deficit than that since it passed. In the last 14 years, we have had 14 record years of trade deficit. So it's been devastating economically. It's devastated our jobs. It's devastated our income. It's devastated our wealth. It's made us indebted to other countries, predominantly, though, to banks. But it also has a sovereignty issue side to it. Let's play this clip from Senator Brown, who was one of the Democrats complaining about the fact that this is being done in secret. And this was in the discussions leading up to passing to fast-tracking the whole fast-track process last week.
My question is this to the ambassador. I can't speak for everyone else on this committee, but from my own experience, USTR's consultations with Congress have been, I hesitate to use this adverb, but I will, pathetically inadequate.
That's U.S. trade representative.
We ask for data showing the utilization rate of the Korean FTA since it's gone into effect. We've got nothing from USTR. We ask for information used to justify the auto rules of origin proposal the U.S. tabled in TPP. USTR gave us nothing. I might add that's where you're able to say, or maybe you aren't, that you actually did renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. We asked for analysis comparing the NAFTA auto rules of origin to the TPP auto rules of origin proposals. USTR said they did not have it. USTR did say they provide information from customs and academic studies that were used to develop the auto rules of origin.
Okay, so that's getting pretty technical.
Mr. Ambassador,
let's just suffice to say, do you get the idea that he's asking the USTR, the U.S. Trade Representative, for information, and the U.S. Trade Representative is basically stonewalling him on it? In other words, they're not getting any information. Now, what passed last Wednesday, they say, it would give Congress the power to vote on this deal, and just the Trans-Pacific Partnership alone is going to have it's 12 nations that are going to be involved in it. It's about 40% of the world's trade. So once it's completed, it would deny lawmakers a chance to amend what would be the largest trade deal since NAFTA in 1994, which Bill Clinton pushed through Congress, despite opposition from labor and other Democrat constituencies. See, that's just it. It wasn't that somehow this went wrong. It wasn't that somehow this was going to be a good deal for us and create jobs. They knew from the beginning that it wasn't going to do that. They lied to us. NAFTA did exactly what the bankers and the multinational corporations wanted it to do. It provided them with cheap labor. It exported manufacturing from our area, just as Ross Perot said, that giant sucking sound. We need to understand that it did precisely what it was intended to do. So many times we look at schools that are failing and we think, it's just not working, or the border is open. Why can't government get it right? You have to understand the schools and the borders are doing exactly what they wanted them to do. They just lied to you about the purpose. They are doing precisely what they were designed to do. And NAFTA did precisely what it was designed to do. Remember, it was Petraeus that said just a few months ago, what comes after North America? North American Union. North America comes after it. He says we're 20 years into it, and we now have these consolidated economies. And what comes after NAFTA, what comes after EU, is global corporate governance. That's what we need to understand. We need to see this as not simply its implementation being a failure of NAFTA economically. We need to understand that it is coming after our sovereignty. Okay? That is the key thing that we need to understand. Now, there are people who are protesting it. We got worldwide protests. There's a lot of people in Germany that they had a global day of action that's planned primarily in the Europe and in Europe and in the U.S. I don't know that there's that many people in the U.S. that are turning out to protest this, though. Most people think that free trade is a good thing, and free trade is a good thing. This isn't free trade. This is no more free trade than the Patriot Act is patriotic. You understand? When they give these names, they give them the name of exactly the opposite of what they are. Because they understand that this is managed trade, so they call it free trade. They understand the Patriot Act was absolute tyranny. That's why they gave it that acronym. So there are thousands of people that are showing up in Germany and elsewhere. But in America, we seem to not really understand the real gist of this. And again, we need to understand that this is about sovereignty as much as it is about creating an economic collapse. This explains, I believe, not only why we have open borders, but why we see the military training everywhere. Just as Jakari Jackson and I were talking about in the last segment, this article that's up on InfoWars.com, linked to the Drudge Report about the exercise of National Guard right at the edge of a children's playground. We had somebody send that in to us, and that that article's up there. And as Watson points out in that article, it was just last week that we had National Guard troops marching down a city street doing cadence. Why are we seeing all of these military drills? Why are they training for this in their scenarios? Why do they have bases within military bases where they train to operate in cities? They know that something is coming. They know that we're going to have an economics collapse, or we're going to have something else happen in this country. Very well could be an economic collapse brought on by these types of trade agreements. Look at how it has devastated our country after NAFTA. Imagine what's going to happen when we then make a more comprehensive trade agreement with China, for example. And, of course, the way they're selling it to us is by saying, well, right now China is writing all the rules, and I think America needs to write the rules. That's why we've got the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's actually what the administration is saying. In the first place, why are we allowing China to write the rules? And if we're allowing China to write the rules, don't you think China might be writing the TPP along with the multinational corporations? Nothing is going to change on that. We could assert our authority, but of course we're not. The American people aren't, and Congress isn't. When I look at what they're doing, they're essentially turning over the governance already. It's already a sovereignty issue. Already they're turning everything that they should be doing over to corporate lobbyists who are writing this in secret. In the same way that they have turned over power to the bureaucracies. You know, when you look at the situation that is out in the gold mine in Oregon right now, just as we saw the situation at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada, we have bureaucracies like the BLM writing their own regulations, finding you, policing it, and finding you guilty of those regulations in their own courts. They have become their own little empires, their own little governments. And now we're allowing the corporations to do that. And, of course, one of the reasons that the BLM is going in and confiscating property rights like grazing rights, like mining rights that have been in private hands for 150 years, going back into the mid-1800s, the reason they're doing that is because they're going to turn that over to a corporation once they get enough of these people out. It's the same thing we see at the local level all the time. Alex talked about how he saw this here in Texas. He got involved helping small property owners who were having the property confiscated because the city government was coming in and assessing huge fines on them, so much so that they couldn't pay them, so the city took their property. Once they took enough property from enough small, poor homeowners, they condemned the rest, turned it over to their buddies who built skyscrapers, I saw the same thing happening in Tampa, where I grew up. We called the mayor there, Sandy Friedman, Sandlot Friedman. She was going in and pushing low-income people out of the homes that they had owned and then turning it over to large corporations that put skyscrapers on it. That's what this is all about. That's what the Keystone Pipeline is about. That's what this Trans-Pacific Partnership and Transatlantic Partnership is about. And it's about a loss of sovereignty, not just taking us down
economically. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Leanne McAdoo here in the studio. Before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know that we now have a sale on InfoWars Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. It's 50% off right now. We have the biggest sale we've ever had on Silver Bullet. It's down to $14.95 from $29.95. This is preparedness grade of silver. It's concentrated to 30 parts per million. That's much higher than you'll find in a lot of colloidal silvers. We've been sold out for months, but now we've got it in stock. Now is the time to stock up on this for your preparedness, and you can get it for 50% off. That's $14.95, usually $29.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, we've been talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and where this is all headed. And, of course, as I mentioned in the first hour as well, I think it's something that we should all should hear again, is the fact that Greece is now going to go in and start taking money from all the different government departments to turn it over to paying the banks, giving it to the central bank. Forget any obligations that they had made to their citizens. They're going to turn it over to the bank. Understand that that's what's going to happen in America as well. If we go off the petrodollar, that's exactly what's going to happen here in America. We've already seen it happen in Venezuela, where the bankers bragged about their return on investment. And the only way that you see people like Alan Greenspan, the president of PIMCO, talking about how the only way they see that the EU is going to persist is if it becomes a United States of Europe in terms of turning its sovereignty over. That's the way the bankers do it. They've had these plans now for many, many decades. We pointed that out. Bilderberg, as well as the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, they've all had this goal to create these trading blocks, then use that economic leverage to get sovereignty over the states, and then to combine that sovereignty into a world governance by multinational corporations. So that's where this is all headed. That's what you need to understand, and you need to get active right now, because this is going to be in just a very, very short time. They've already passed the fast track to get this thing before Congress, where they're not going to be allowed to amend it whatsoever, and they're not going to be allowed to see it. We've had groups like EFF, Electronic Frontiers Foundation, concerned about digital rights. This is about a lot more than trade. Just within the agreement, what we've seen leaked by WikiLeaks, we know that this is about sovereignty. This is a very dangerous thing. We need to stop this, and we can stop it if people speak out about it. That's one of the things that we've seen. This is what we're talking about, the change in the public's perspective and understanding about the Second Amendment. You can get change if people will stand up and educate each other and then stand up and resist this. We see it time and time again. It can happen peacefully. If we don't do it, we're going to be devastated economically. We may have a situation that precipitates martial law. But either way, we're going to be devastated economically, and we will lose our sovereignty even more. So we can reverse this, however, if people will wake up. One of the things we need to wake up about is the fact that they're trying to ram down our throats this loss of informed consent, saying they're going to take away our personal belief exemption. That's the kind of language that they use to fool you. No, it isn't a personal belief. It's my information, my informed consent. Okay, that's what it's all about. And that has to be one of the cornerstones of anything in medicine. Look at this story that came out last Friday on InfoWars.com. Brain damage victims of swine flu vaccine win $63 million lawsuit. And when I looked at that, I thought, how did they get any money? Because we have a vaccine court. You can't sue the vaccine companies and get any money, remember? That was something that was put in by Ronald Reagan back in the 1980s, because there were so many lawsuits against the pharmaceutical companies because they were injuring so many people with their vaccines that they created a vaccine court. So how did these people get $63 million? Well, this is because it's in the UK where they haven't done that. People can still sue for damages. So that's why they got that money. They pointed out that since 2003, in the last 12 years, just one pharmaceutical company, GlaxoSmithKline, has paid out over $9 billion in injuries. There you go. But you're not going to get compensated in the United States. Instead, you're going to be forced to buy a product from companies who have absolutely no liability. Doesn't that make you stop and think? Aren't you questioning what they are forcing on you and your family? You should. And you should be very concerned, because it was just about a year and a half ago that they said they were going to stop all research on antibiotics. They were going to focus exclusively on vaccines. And they are. And that makes perfectly good sense, because if they injure people with antibiotics, they have some liability. In America, if they do it with vaccines, they don't. We see that they're working with the government to create genetically engineered vaccines. They're altering the DNA of these viruses and using that as the vaccine. What could possibly go wrong? Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this?
And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver?
Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of Virginia swamps, cool and slow with plenty of precision. The backbeat narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others mean a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Monday, April 20th, 2015. Joining me in the studio now is Leanne McAdoo. And Leanne, the article that was up at the top of the Drudge Report earlier today was this new book about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton as well, right, called Clinton Cash. She's been trying to appear to be one of the people. She went to a Chipotle and got her picture taken at the Chipotle. Of course, nobody recognized her, so the staff went in there and got the security footage and showed it to the press. But anyway, so that's kind of sparked off this whole competition with Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush trying to be a more common man, trying to relate to us through going to Chipotle and getting fast food, I guess.
Right.
But now this is pretty much going to be fatal to her, I think. I don't know. It's hard to say. I think people in the Democrat Party are really getting fed up with it because that's one thing they don't like to see is somebody that's really milking the system. However, she is a woman.
Right.
So we should vote for her no matter how corrupt.
Yes. Once again, Hillary Clinton is the poor victim here. It's not that she's been corrupt and, you know, giving out friends with benefits type thing here with through her State Department with some of these foreign entities. But she's basically saying that this book is just it's just more partisan politics and that it's all conspiracy theories and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the author of this book goes into really great detail and meticulously sources everything that he, all the claims that he's bringing forth in this book. So this isn't something that she can just brush off as a conspiracy theory.
Now, Rand Paul had talked about it, said he thought it was going to be pretty devastating. The New York Times actually got a copy of it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote an article yesterday based on an advanced copy that they got of it, and they've got some clips. Let's play the comment from Rand Paul, though. Everybody is laughing at Hillary. She's essentially becoming a caricature. I mean, you've even got Saturday Night Live taking hits at her. That could be pretty devastating. I remember when they did that to Gerald Ford, playing up the idea that he was constantly falling over things or, you know, hitting his head on things.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically made a laughing stock of him. Hillary, on the other hand, is somebody that is obviously very hungry for power.
Mm-hmm.
She's courting this power from the most powerful of the financial community. And that's not going to sit well with a lot of people in her party. But this is what Rand Paul had to say.
I'm starting to worry that when Hillary Clinton travels, there's going to need to be two planes, one for her and her entourage and one for her baggage. I'm concerned that the plane with the baggage is really getting heavy and teetering. And I'm concerned, really, that there probably will end up being more of a primary than anybody thinks over there.
Yeah, I think basically he was using that baggage as a double entendre, not just about her vast personal wealth, which she said that, you know, she really struggled when they left the White House.
They were dead broke, just like us.
Yeah, exactly. and on that note, there was another article on the Drudge Report. By one measure, Hillary earned more than America's top 10 CEOs, and that one measure was what does she make per hour? Well, you know, she makes about $300,000 per hour. You know, she gets $300,000 for a one-hour speech. And so they say, well, if you look at what the top 10 CEOs make and you break that down per hour, you've got the number two guy making $63,000 an hour. You've got the second best paid CEO on the Forbes list gets $32,000. The third one down gets $31,000 an hour. I think that's pretty excessive compensation. I don't know how anybody is worth that much in any corporation. I mean, that's just robbery. But Hillary Clinton makes $300,000 per hour.
Right.
Okay.
Going to colleges to champion how students need to not be saddled there with debt.
Mm-hmm.
And their schooling, and it's going to pay for people like her to come speak for.
Exactly. Student funds, these what they're having to pay is going to go to Hillary Clinton and lectures them on turning over all their money.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the Clintons' income was at least $136.5 million from 2001 to 2012, according to this book. So, yeah, dead broke.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is that we're getting these elections where it's going like $2 billion, you know, for the candidates to go through there. They buy a lot of media. The media is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And we should really question, though, what they're getting for this. As I mentioned before, H.L. Mencken said an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. She's getting a lot of money from foreign corporations. And, of course, he points out that those foreign corporations, when they gave money to the Clinton Foundation, they got favorable treatment at the State Department. So the guy who wrote this book, Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped to Make Bill and Hillary Rich.
Mm-hmm.
That could be really devastating to her.
Right. And again, it's not that there's this dynasty and that Americans just want to vote for this dynasty. They continue to choose the Bushes and the Clintons because their track record is proven. They will consistently vote for the policies that are going to put more money in the pockets of their rich, wealthy friends and corporations. So that's a business. Businesses, they don't take risks when they're betting. So the Clintons and the Bushes are,
it's a huge return on investment.
Right.
If you go back and you look at the money that corporations give to these politicians and then the kind of contracts that they get in return, they can't do any better investment. And that's essentially the problem. You're never going to be able to stop this by legislation. You're going to have to remove the power and the money out of Washington.
Right.
Because otherwise it is this black hole for power, for corruption, and no matter, it creates this gravitational force that is going to pull the corruption in no matter what you do. So you're going to have to take away that consolidated mass there. One of the things they pointed out in the New York Times article was that in 2010, there was $1 million, they said there was $1 million in this book, they point out, in payments to Clinton by a Canadian bank and a major shareholder in the Keystone Pipeline.
Right.
Now, one of the things that we see, and I mentioned earlier, Clinton was a huge backer of NAFTA. He sold it to everybody as something that was going to create jobs. Instead, it eviscerated jobs, especially manufacturing jobs in this country. But we see that Keystone Pipeline, for example, they have given the Canadian company that is running this thing, they have given them the rights of eminent domain where they can condemn land in America, take land from farmers that have had it in their family for over 100 years, and giving that condemnation power to a foreign corporation. That's what NAFTA looks like. That's what TPP looks like. And the way they get it is by buying influence with people like the Clintons, like the Bushes. And we ought to understand that this is not just a Hillary problem. There's another article here. Jeb Bush funneled $2 billion in Florida pension funds to his brother's pioneer donors. These are people who donated so much money that they got pioneer status. They were bundlers, okay? They would bundle this money together. And I don't really understand the nuances of the election law. I don't understand how what they did as a bundler is different from what Dinesh D'Souza did
when
he went to jail, okay? He was just naively trying to participate in the process. These guys, though, they go through, they understand the laws because they wrote them. So he's got 11 firms that received new Florida pension investments under Jeb Bush that were all pioneer backers of his brother when he ran for president. So it happens with both parties, and especially with these two royal families.
Right, absolutely. And here, we see these big donors, once if their guy gets into the presidency, they'll end up getting these cushy jobs. Maybe they'll be the ambassador to some small country or something like that. So, of course, when you have foreign donors, they're expecting a little bit of kickback as well. And a lot of the countries, Rand Paul is pointing out, if there's really a war on women, well, why don't you return some of the money from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, or Brunei, where people there are being murdered for being gay, or for beheadings.
Yeah, there's a real war on women.
Imprisonment for women.
Yeah, there's a real war on women. It's not a metaphorical war on women. There is a real war on women in Saudi Arabia. Of course, there are close allies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're the worst of the worst when it comes to human rights ranking. They're, again and again, the worst of the worst. And so that's what it is. We'll give you millions of dollars. I think it was like $7.3 million from Saudi Arabia from 1999 till 2014. So millions of dollars funneling in. And it's almost like we're going to give you all this money so that you'll look away from what we're doing to the people of our own country. And, because typically we would be putting economic sanctions against these countries with these atrocious human rights records, but not Saudi Arabia, not the United Arab Emirates, not Brunei.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, it's amazing. It'll be interesting to look at this in greater detail. As I pointed out, this is an article, New York Times. You'll find that linked on the Drudge Report. The book is Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped to Make Bill and Hillary Rich. Yeah, they were rich. They were not just scraping by, she pointed out, when they came out. But I thought it was also interesting that this phony position that she's got going on. At the same time, all of this is the reality of Hillary Clinton. The persona that she's trying to project is she's going across the country in this silly little van episode, and she goes into a Chipotle and she has her picture taken. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio have to join in the gang. Okay, and they have to go in to Chipotle and say, I do tip, because she got criticized for not tipping. Okay, the guy said, oh, yeah, I remember her. Yeah, they didn't leave any money and everything. So Marco Rubio goes in and says, no, I always tip. And then he had to walk that back, because when he talked to the guy that was with him, his staff, he says, oh, well, no, we didn't, but we typically always tip. That kind of stuff. And then Jeb Bush says, well, I drive to Chipotle myself. Because Hillary Clinton says that she hasn't driven since 1996, okay?
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm not an elitist, being a member of the Bush family. I drive to Chipotle myself. I pick the stuff up, and I drive it home, and I eat it, okay? The reality is that George H.W. Bush, I remember when the guy was campaigning for president, and he went to a grocery store, and he was absolutely stunned by the barcode reader. He'd never seen one. He'd never been in a grocery store or any place to go shopping. These guys don't drive themselves.
Right.
They don't shop for themselves. They don't go into any of these restaurants or whatever, except when they're campaigning. It is the most phony thing you can imagine.
It's like when Gwyneth Paltrow just tried to
be
so noble, and she said, I'm going to try and live off like what people on welfare do. I'm going to go to the grocery store with just $29, and she bought all of this
organic
stuff that clearly shows how out of touch she is with the average person who is shopping on welfare. I think she lasted about 2 days with all of her limes and greens and everything.
Somebody that's shopping on welfare with a $29 a week budget, they're going to be buying stuff like ramen noodles.
Exactly.
They're going to be buying organic vegetables. And that's one of the reasons why we've got the obesity issues that we've got in here. But they're going to have to buy the ultra cheapest food, and that's going to be loaded with all kinds of toxic preservatives and fillers, and it's basically Soylent Green, but it comes in a variety of different colors.
Yeah, tons of flavors. Well, and you know, I got to give it to Rand Paul, because you know that's one thing that I do appreciate about him, is that he rather than following what the reporters are choosing to speak about, which is Hillary Clinton at Chipotle, so rather than jumping on that little bandwagon, he's been getting out ahead of them and spinning the normal narrative around, where it's usually only Republicans and things are going to be asked about their stance on abortion. And he got right out there and made this huge thing about, well, why don't you ask the Democratic Party about if they think life starts, or if they think it's okay to kill a 7-pound baby.
And that's the key thing. Talking about a 7-pound baby, not talking about the term, not talking about some kind of abstract thing about, well, philosophically, when does life begin? I remember when I ran for Congress as a Libertarian Party candidate, and it was really kind of just a paper candidacy, but I participated in some debates. And I remember people asking me about that, and I had never really thought about abortion. I never had to think about it personally. And I remember when I looked up, partial birth abortion was the issue at that point in time, and I said, okay. I realized at that point that it was wasn't about a dispute as to when life began. They were willing to kill full-term babies, and that was the key with what Rand Paul said.
Right.
When he said, would you kill a 7-pound baby?
Yeah.
People can relate to that.
He said nobody went out and asked, no journalist went and asked Hillary Clinton how she felt about late-term abortions while she was out talking about her daughter about to give birth.
Yeah.
I mean, if that was a Republican, you know, if the tables were turned, it would be a completely different opportunity for them to say, well, you know, late-term abortions, I mean, this could be Chelsea, and nobody went there with Clinton. So once again, we're probably going to see no one going there with Clinton on these donations.
Yeah, we got that clip. Let's play that clip.
Senator, the DNC is picking up on your comments you made with AP this morning on abortion. I just want to know where you stand on exemptions. Should there be any exemptions for abortion or not?
What's the DNC say? You know, I guess here's the question. You know, we always seem to have the debate way over here on what are the exact details of exceptions or when it starts. Why don't we ask the DNC, is it okay to kill a 7-pound baby in the uterus? You go back and you ask Debbie Wasserman Schultz if she's okay with killing a 7-pound baby that is just not yet born yet. Ask her when life begins, and you ask Debbie when she's willing to protect life. When you get an answer from Debbie, come back.
Thank you, guys.
And they did that. And when they talked to her, she said she wouldn't back down from that. She would kill a 7-pound baby. And that's what I realized when I took a look at this for the first time, and I realized what their real agenda was, and it changed my mind on it. It's one of the things that was really important that came out of me getting involved in that process at that time. I think Rand Paul has been an absolute master so far in terms of the way that he has put this stuff out, and in terms of addressing vital issues that other people completely avoid.
Right.
I am just absolutely stunned, however, that he has been in full court press for this Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
He and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and all these people who want to run as Republicans for presidential candidate, they are all signing on to this agreement that is being negotiated by corporate lawyers in secret that we're not allowed to see. And it just absolutely amazes me that, and I understand it's a difficult thing for a Republican to come up and say, I oppose this free trade agreement, when they put it out there as a free trade agreement. But you have to get ahead of that, and you have to say that it is not free trade, just like the Patriot Act is not patriotic. They put these labels on, and they try to put you in a corner, but real leadership is going to come out there and stand up for American sovereignty and for the American economy. And we know how this has played out with NAFTA. We know that 20 years after, Petraeus and others are saying America is finished. We no longer have America. Right. We have North America. That's what they're saying. And if you understand that's their mindset, then the open borders makes absolute total sense. And it makes sense as to why the Republicans won't do anything about open borders either.
Absolutely. And it also, you know, it also sort of seems like they are expecting that it is the end of America when mm-hmm. you have people like Rand Paul, who has been very outspoken against fast-tracking the TPP, and now he's kind of made an about face.
Yeah, he did.
Obviously, a lot of things have been happening with China and Russia and them opening their new banking system and everything. So they know we've got to make this pivot to Asia. But why can't we know what it means for
exactly.
America? How do we know it's good for America if we don't actually know what's in it?
Really disturbs me. Well, Leanne is going to be anchoring the nightly news tonight, so join us then, and I'm probably going to step in a little bit, and we'll talk a little bit about Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Partnership. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You can
can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to go back, and she has a couple more things to say about this Hillary Clinton, Clintons for Cash, I guess is what they ought to call it. But it's Clinton Cash is the name of the book. We're going to go back to that in just a moment. Just want to let you know, as we're talking about the economic hardships that we're seeing in Greece, as I mentioned, we've seen this happen in Venezuela, they will shut down the country, but they will pay the banks first. We saw it happen in Venezuela, where the Marxists did it. And the bankers got 700% return on their investment. We see that it's happening now in Greece. It will happen here if push comes to shove. You need to be able to, you need to prepare for your family. You need to have things set aside so that if we have some kind of a drastic economic crisis, and you never know how long it's going to take to come to fruition, you need to be prepared. That's why we have preppers. That's why we have people who are into preparedness. And again, at the InfoWars site, we have a way for you to do this with your food, something we don't talk about as often as we have in the past, but there's no better way to protect yourself and have a high-quality emergency food supply than to get food from My Patriot Supply. We sell that through the InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can visit InfoWars Store right now, and you can prepare for your family whatever is coming with My Patriot Supply at the lowest price we have available right there at InfoWars Store. And, of course, that supports our operation as well as lets you provide for an uncertain future. When we look at the military drills that are going, when we look at the these partnerships, these trade agreements that are coming through. I mean, to me, it looks very grim in the near future. And, of course, all we need to have happen, Leanne, is for the petrodollar to tank. And then all bets are off as to what happens in this country economically. That's what's kept us in a financial budget, a bubble, should say, for 40 years, is that petrodollar. Now, we were just talking about this book. It looks like it's going to be pretty revealing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an article up on Infowars.com, Hookers for Hillary. These are people that are in the Nevada
Bunny Ranch,
which basically is legal prostitution in Nevada. It's illegal, I think, in Las Vegas, but in the state it's legal. And they're saying one of the reasons that these hookers, one of the reasons that they support her is because of her stance on foreign policy. They say that's one of the reasons they've endorsed her. And, of course, endorsing her for foreign policy really is saying that she's really one of their own, because she has offered herself essentially as a prostitute to these foreign governments, giving money to her foundation.
Has Bill Clinton been collecting the donations from the Bunny Ranch in person?
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, are they his?
Could be. Well, one of the things they said, that I'll stick by any woman that stands by her man in a cheating relationship so that she can further her career.
There you go.
I mean, she's furthering her career no matter what happens, and she's getting money from these foreign governments no matter what happens. I mean, she basically is, she's not really selling herself. She's selling us, which is really the bad thing. I mean, you would call her not necessarily a hooker, but she would be a pimp. She's selling us into slavery. And
she's selling us on the idea of selling ourselves.
Yeah.
She is pimping us out. So it's apropos that there is now a Hookers for Hillary group. But she wants us to believe that the idea that taking tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments, the idea that, you know, that we would somehow be influenced by those donations is preposterous. For us to even accuse her of this is just an absurd conspiracy theory, is what her campaign is saying. And they know that this at least gives the appearance of corruption, because just last week, the foundation revised their policy of where they're going to be able to be taking in these foreign donations. They're still going to be getting them from countries like Germany, Canada, the Netherlands, and Britain, but they will prohibit giving by other nations in the Middle East.
So they admit right there that they know that it's wrong.
Right.
Thank you so much, Leanne McAdoo. She'll be doing the nightly news tonight, and I'll probably be joining her as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.